Thank you for listening in. Today, we will be talking about the book For One More Day by Mitch Albom. We will have an interview with the main character, Chick, about central theme and a specific event that took place in the novel. We will also be having an interview with his daughter about their relationship. And lastly, we will be doing an interview with the author, Mitch Albom. Thank you for being here with us today, Chick. First, we're going to talk about how you ran into a semi and crashed your car. How did it happen and why did you do it?
Well, first of all, I was drunk, but you didn't hear that from me. Me not being in my right mind caused me to daze off, and I missed the exit I was going to take. I decided to just turn around, going the wrong way on the interstate. There was no traffic, so I didn't think it was a big deal. I drove down the on-ramp, headed towards my hometown, when I was blinded by a semi. In real life, I was passed out in the grass at this point, but in my head, I was strutting my way to the baseball field. Now, why did I do it? Well, I was drunk and suicidal, so I just didn't really care.
I've also heard that in your hallucinations, you jumped off a water tower?
Yes.
What was going through your head in that moment?
Back when I was young, my team and I used to climb it all the time. So I started my journey up and decided that when I reached the top, that would be my last view. If my own daughter didn't even love me, there was no point in living.
What happened with your daughter? Does it have anything to do with you being suicidal?
After my mom died, I felt like it was my fault. So I turned to drinking and drifted apart from my family. Just before the crash, my daughter got married, but she didn't invite me. So yes, it was a big part of why I was suicidal.
Well, we're glad you are feeling better now, and thank you for meeting with us. And now we are meeting with Maria. Maria, thank you for being here. Let's talk about your dad.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
When did you start to notice your dad drifting away?
Well, I remember one afternoon at my grandma's 79th birthday, he seemed to have something on his mind. He was very distracted. He was not all acting like himself.
Do you know why he was distracted?
Well, initially he had told us that he had a client that needed immediate attention, so I thought he was just busy with work. It turned out that he was actually going to play in a retired MLB player's game to please his dad. He had never quite gotten over the childhood trauma of his dad walking out, and so every second he had now to make him proud, he did.
Okay, so what happened to your dad to make you decide not to invite him to your wedding?
After he went to play in that game, my grandmother passed away. I found her on the ground, and my dad was not there to help, so he felt like it was his fault. Because he felt like it was his fault, he started to drink more and more, drifting away from my mom and I. He tried to be there for me, but he was always drunk, so I thought it was best if I didn't invite him to the wedding.
Thank you, Maria. We are back with Chick. This time we're going to talk about his view on the central theme. Chick, what do you believe is the overall central theme?
Well, I think the overall theme is that you can get through anything life throws at you. For me, I was going through some pretty hard times with my depression, drinking, and family issues. I was able to get through it after I reconnected with my daughter, and now I'm living my best life.
I'm glad to hear you're doing better. So how do you think the theme affected some of your decisions you made?
Well, I definitely could not have had the courage to reconnect with my daughter. Once I recognized I was better than what I had, than I was making myself out to be, I saw the mistakes I had been making and knew I had to change it. So I did.
So now that you are older, you can look back at your younger self and see the changes you were able to make in yourself. That must be a great feeling.
Yes, very much so. If it weren't for the visit I had with my mom and the car crash and me leaving my wife and kids, I may have not been wherever I am today. So now, although it was an unfortunate time in my life, I am thankful that it led me here.
Now, we are here with the author. Thank you so much for meeting with us today, Mitch.
No problem.
How do you feel about your book reaching the top charts?
The top charts really don't matter to me. I just write stories to move me and hope they move others too.
What was your inspiration for writing this novel?
I think the idea came from a wave of sadness that I got when I realized my mom was in her 80s and she wouldn't be around forever. So I didn't know what I would do with without her, so I plugged that emotion into a story.
Thank you so much for meeting with us today. We really enjoyed this interview. And that will be all for our podcast today. Thank you again for tuning in.